my main creative drive is anything you can do, I can do as well. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to Liku Studios Podcast, Freeware Game Review number 75, Team Fortress Arcade.
Freeware Game Review for the date of December 4th.
Yeah, holidays and shit.
God, I gotta get people gifts. The candied jalapenos thing didn't pan out.
Panned out.
Now I'm going to have to, like, spend money on gifts. How am I going to do that?
Candied jalapeno pandemic.
My plan was to... I got these, like, banging jalapenos from the farmer's market. And I was like, do you know what's great? Candied jalapenos.
Ooh.
So I was just going to give people, like, ball jars of jalapenos in syrup.
Oh, man.
But then the next week when I was going to go down there and get, like, 5 pounds of jalapenos, they were like, nah, it's November. Like, the only reason we had jalapenos here last week is because a guy found a couple crates of jalapenos.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Before we
that
get
was
in...
the wrong tangent. You go with your tangent.
I was just going to say, before we get into this week's episode, we had a Trackmania thing last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
did not go unhitchily, but it did go...
I mean, yes, there was a thing, like, because I thought if I made a new Nations account and ran it from the Nations executable, then Nations players would be able to see it.
That's not the case?
Apparently, that's not true.
I got a Trackmania.
So what I actually had to do is I had to download the dedicated server software, set that up, and you have to tell it to, like, it's just like a regular server, but you filter it so that it's only using Stadium. Because if it shows anything else, then it doesn't show for Nations players.
And that's a separate thing from just running a server and only using Stadium maps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that is a special config thing. But then once I got that set up, then it worked. But by that time, the people who did show up, I guess, were done and had to go do homework and stuff.
I ate a burger, Skyrim. And then I played a little Skyrim.
I think Evan also went off to play Skyrim.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's okay, because... apparently, I don't know, like, for the people who seemed interested on the Facebook, most of those people didn't show up.
Yeah.
The people who talked about it didn't show up, and the people who didn't talk about it did show
up. Yeah, and then, like, your roommates from a couple years ago were just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I don't feel like we need to, like, call anyone out, you know, call anyone to task.
Don't need to Holden Caulfield anybody?
Yeah.
Pigeon but, I mean, Holden
that's
Caulfield?
That's what the maybe attending is for, guys.
Yeah, we had, like, I think that was, like, 20?
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, I think we had, like, 12. Yeah, I'm here.
11 attending, 20 maybe, and, like, 5 no.
Who said no?
Jill and Jesse.
Well, Jesse doesn't have internet.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And Jill doesn't care about cars.
Yeah. That's not about cars. It's about, like, loop-de-loops and shit.
It's about the community, man.
I was just going to say.
I realized that. I liked, which one is Rackalot? Who is he?
That's Will.
I liked half of his tracks.
Yeah.
Like, Circular Logic was super dope. Mm. But, like, Golf Course?
I loved Golf Course.
Some of those were just so needlessly ball-breaking. And I guess, like, enjoying them just as, like, monuments of, look at how much of a dick I can be.
Well, that's the thing, because he sent me, like... all of the tracks that he still had from our freshman year. Because
mm-hmm.
Lincoln, who said he was coming but didn't show up, so whatever. But he, some of the tracks he made, those were the ballsiest between him and Adam. Because I do have Adam's tracks now, and they'll be in the next event.
Oh, God.
But, like Golf Course and Fighting Spirit, I like Fighting Spirit.
Was Fighting Spirit?
Fighting Spirit was the one where you start out in, like a big round circle, and then there's a jump in the middle of the track, and, like... over the big V, but the trick is you don't hit the jump, you ride the edge, and then it goes around into a giant, like, fish hook loop up into the sky.
Okay. Oh, that's the one that I couldn't figure out how to finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you go up, and then, right, you don't jump off of that, you slow down because it's a left turn. It's a 90-degree left turn, and then it falls onto the exit.
Okay.
I finished the course, but I missed the one flat checkpoint. Oh. Otherwise, I hit everything perfectly.
Yeah. I just realized after, like, seeing those tracks, like, my tracks were Babytown Shenanigans.
I mean, kind of, but I think you were going for, like,
I had a much more straightforward approach.
Yeah.
Just making tracks to race on.
Which, you know, that's, like, super cool.
I'm still really happy with Monsteropolis.
Monsteropolis is really
cool. Did we ever get Mash Face into Mountain on the server?
It was on the server, but it just never came up into the thing.
I would have liked to. I like that.
I sat there till like, 10 o'clock, just with the server up, waiting to see if anybody came in, and I saw it go by, so.
Okay.
We could have played it.
Okay. It's still there for the future.
I remember.
Fortunately, Tower Mania didn't come up either.
I did check out Mash Face into Mountain just on my own while I was looking at him. That track's all right.
Yeah. It took a while for me to get it to a point that I was like happy with. Eventually, I didn't really get a jump between Twin Peaks like I wanted to. But you know, there's a big jump at the end, and then you just kind of mash into a wall.
Yeah.
So, you Mash Face into Mountain certainly.
But yeah, so for what we had, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should do it again. Try to figure out how to actually get people to show up.
Well, just keep doing it. Let people who want to show up, show up.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're not going to force anybody to want to.
Yeah, that's true. But they should. It's such a good game.
Yeah, it's still pretty fun.
It's so good.
I mean, you should, but we can't tell you that you should.
Yeah.
But all right. You should.
But,
before we get into the meat, I had another tangent.
Okay.
This came to me this morning, during a private time on the turlet, I was thinking about, like, man, I spam Twitter a lot when I'm playing Monster Hunter. What if I did, like, a Hunter's Log, like, on Tumblr or something? And I was like, no, because I'd feel, like, some desire to, like, get in character with that or something. And then, like, that would work for, like, two posts, and then it would just break down. Like, I hunted another Wraithian again. And then that got me thinking about, like, people who play MMOs and try to roleplay in those, and how, like, at least in, like, you know, the WoW style, like, raiding thing, like, how that, like, how does that not just break down? It's like, oh, let's go kill the Lich King again.
Yeah.
Like, the scenario kind of breaks down, but here was my idea.
Okay.
Take heed, people who are making MMOs. Have a mascot character. All right, step one, have a mascot character. Some kind of, like, cute goblin or something.
Okay.
Step two, every time that someone, like, redoes a big raid, big boss fight, whatever, that guy's gone, he's dead, just have the cute goblin wearing that guy's armor.
Oh, man.
Or, like, you know, if it's a dragon or whatever, have that dragon, you know, that dragon's dead, but now there's, like, a team of 12 goblins manipulating a dragon, like, crudely built together out of cardboard boxes.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
So do that.
I feel like I've actually heard that or seen that done before, where, like, after you... I mean, that's kind of what do you call it? Like, Sonic and Knuckles was? Because you play as Sonic and you fight Robotnik, but then you play as Knuckles and you fight the Egg Robot.
Okay.
But yeah, something like that would work.
Yeah.
It's a good way to sort of keep up with story for those crazy enough to actually try and roleplay in an MMO.
Yeah. And then you have a recognizable, marketable mascot thing.
Mascots are good to have.
So bing boom, steal this idea, take it, it's yours.
I mean, it's weird that Nitro Supersonic, which is a music festival, has an anime girl mascot who I knew about before I knew about the thing.
What? Oh, Supersonico?
Yeah, is that her? Sometimes Nitro Supersonico with the headphones and the
pink hair.
Yeah.
Always in varying states of undress. I have never seen her wearing clothes.
If she is wearing clothes, she's also got like one or more guitars just strewn about her.
Yeah.
So it's either increased guitars or decreased clothing. Never the twain shall neutralize.
I knew she was a mascot for something. I had no idea what.
It's like a music concert.
Oh, yeah?
Or not like a convention.
At the Budokan?
Yeah. It took me a while to figure that out. It took me a while to realize that wasn't just like some one-off character that somebody drew.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about an arcade demake by Eric
Roth.
Eric Roth.
Eric Lee Roth. That's somebody else.
Yeah. Team Fortress Arcade.
Yeah. It's like... So, you know Team Fortress 2?
Yep.
What if you made that into, like, a 90s-era brawler?
And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's everything you need to know. You got 9 characters that you can pick. You can't have doubles. We determined. You got four player, like co-op.
Four player action, yo.
You got
like three more USB keyboards.
Yeah. Or some Joy-to-Key action.
Joy-to-Key is like such a useful tool.
I like the Binding of Isaac, where it's like, set up the keys. If you want to use your joypad, just hit up Joy-to-Key.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we learn about that because of some game just put Joy-to-Key in its folder? It's like, listen, here's my joystick solution. Use this.
Maybe you did.
There was something I found.
I learned about Joy-to-Key through you.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I
don't even remember what that was.
It's got like 10 levels.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and dot, dot.
Yeah.
You got 9 bosses, and then a thing that happens.
Yeah. An interesting way to sum up the game, sure. I mean, this whole thing is just... I like it as a view of just seeing how much of Team Fortress you can transpose, mm-hmm. I suppose. Because, like, all the health values and speed values and to, like, the characters who can rocket jump can rocket jump, the spy going cloak, all of that stuff
that
carries
happens.
Over and still works. But it's like you're seeing it in this brand new environment of, like, still kind of running and shooting and run and jump and shoot, man. But at the same time, like, now it's a side-scroller. It's like, yeah, you know what? A lot of this still holds up. And at the same time, it brings some other weird things to bear.
Like...
I mean, like, the most notable thing was the heavy boss fight where just hold down the button, now we high-five. And then just sit there until we win.
The fact that you use, like... You have two different attacks. When you're on the ground, you do a thing... And then when you're in the air, you do, like, a secondary, you know, it's like, you know, on the ground, the soldier will shoot rockets, and the pyro will shoot flamethrower. And then when you're in the air, it's, like, shotgun or flare gun or whatever. But, like, they all shoot down with varying effectiveness.
Yeah.
Like, I never got a hit with the flare gun. The needle gun is the in-air thing for the medic, and it's his only offensive option, because the on-the-ground one is just metagun.
Well, either that or melee. But
or melee.
The needles are actually way better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
In certain cases? Like, because, like, the needles are bad at hitting multiple. Like, if you're in a group of guys, you just swing and you kill all of them. But,
yeah.
Like, against some bosses, I was noticing needles was doing more damage. It doesn't have uber charging.
The game does not have uber charging.
Just saw that.
I don't think it has overhealing either.
Yeah, it didn't have that. I mean, it's hard to tell because it's just numbers, and I don't know what the numbers are supposed to be anyway. Heavy's 300?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to break it down.
Okay.
I could, but...
But yeah, like, it kind of just...
It's a super fun romp. Like, we played through it prior to doing this recording in, like, 20 minutes or so?
Yes. Wasn't that...
It's
not a long game, but it's, you know, four-player brawling... I will always sort of say a brawler is great. Unless
yeah.
it's Beats of Rage, because that engine was sort of terrible.
But yeah, I mean, it's a brawler with, like, guns, so that's...
Kind of neat.
That's kind of neat.
Makes me want to see, like, a Tohu brawler, kind of in the style of Scarlet Weather Rhapsody.
Of a 12.3, but a
yeah.
brawler now.
Well, yeah, because it's all about, like, it makes the game less about...
And shit.
Less about, like, who you're prioritizing, and just, like, where do I need to put bullets?
Yeah.
Which, that's always fun.
But yeah, it's a super fun romp. Like, I came out of it just saying, like... That was certainly a game. I was entertained.
Yeah. If
which
we,
is...
If we could get two more people in on that, I would play it
frustrated.
One more time.
I get super frustrated by games sometimes, so just come out and be like, that was a wholly positive experience.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But it does seem like... I mean, demo overpowered, dad carries over true to life.
Yeah, definitely. The demo has grenades when he's on the ground and stickies when he's in the air. And you detonate your stickies by jumping because you only have two buttons.
Yep.
So you're just constantly jumping around, throwing sticky bombs everywhere. It's great. It's fantastic.
And you consistently got, like, three times as many kills as me.
Yeah. Well, you were playing the medic.
Yeah, but medic is not a bad class because I was
no.
jumping all the time.
Shooting
using
needles,
offensive.
Whacking people with a bone saw.
Combat medic. Engineer, you don't want to play as.
The engineer is kind of rough. His weapon when he's on the ground is pull out the wrench and go bang, 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 and pop out a sentry.
Yeah.
A very, very temporary sentry.
Well, because, like, the longer you hold it down, the bigger the sentry gets, and so then the longer it'll last, too.
Okay.
So, like, if you just, like tap the button, a level 1 will come out, but if you hold it for a few seconds, it'll be a level 3, and it'll shoot a bunch of stuff before going away.
Sniper is...
Snipes?
Yeah, you get, like, just a straight line, piercing shot, kill everybody.
Which does have charge time on it also.
Yeah. I feel like if we had, like, 3 or 4 people, it would be better.
Yeah.
Just because you have more people to keep guys off of you. Spy did a lot of things, and I wasn't sure how to do them. Like, you shoot, and you knife, and you can turn invisible.
You turn invisible just by not shooting for a while.
Okay.
Like, straight up, just, like, don't do anything for a little bit, and then you'll turn invisible. But then you can, like, unless you're jumping, you can only stab out of being invisible.
But the stab is, like, instant kill everything.
Pretty much. Except bosses.
But, like, there's a million mooks on the stage anyway, so whatevs.
Yeah.
I mean, grenades are instant kill everybody, too.
Yeah. It is...
I don't think this game was shooting for perfectly balanced, though.
Yeah, but again, like, that's the same kind of thing. And I feel like so much of it, of its TF2-ness carries over that...
And it's like, of course some classes would be much better at walking to the right and blowing up all the robots.
But just, like, I feel like it gives me a new perspective on the characters and the mechanics.
Yeah?
And, yeah, and just, like...
Yeah, I mean, you learned that medics heal themselves over time while we were playing this.
Yeah, like I don't know if I'm just better at brawlers or I can... They are more transparent to me overall.
It was a better context for the same ideas to be communicated to you.
I suppose... Yeah, okay. Yeah, so they're more transparent to me?
I don't know, sure.
But they're just, like... Just, you show it this way, and it is basically, like, the same thing. But now I feel like I have a better grasp... And I also have a more like, okay, now I know the things that I do and don't want to do when I go back to TF2. Okay. And basically, I just want to be a medic more.
Gosh, I haven't played TF2 in forever. Literally forever. I have never played TF2.
That...
I do not have, like, a million hours logged.
Well, like 200 and then 300 before you reset it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I almost got Pyromancer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do a million fire damage. I was like halfway there, and then I decided to reset my stats for some reason, because I was dumb.
Because I guess you do that sometimes.
I don't know.
I didn't even get a prestige for it,
I prestiged. I prestiged an alien swarm. That was a dumb idea.
Got titanium star.
And I lost my metagun.
Yep.
And then we started losing a lot.
Yeah. I don't know, like... If TF2 doesn't grab you... This is still worth giving a shot, and it'll give you, I feel like it'll give you kind of a sense of what TF2 is, but
it's a brawler, so maybe you like brawlers more. Except
yeah.
Nobody likes brawlers.
Dude, I love brawlers.
This is 2011.
Yo, they just put Guardian Heroes on the X-Block.
Oh, dude, we can do the Hazama Stringy.
You could do the Hazama Stringy all the time.
You can get the barrier and just push people up against the wall and just keep barriering until they die.
Yep. God, when you max out magic on her, the barrier takes up more than half the screen.
For real? Like
for
it just,
real.
Like vertically or just like the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So it just like you make an impassable zone?
Of you.
Wow.
But I think it only works on the
plane that you're
the
on?
The plane, that's the word.
The tier?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go play that game.
Okay.
Let's go play Zone of the Enders.
Okay.
Let's go play...
Some more Peace Walker?
Maybe
some Castle of Shikigami? Maybe you have already played this, because this game's been around since, like, August or so?
Yeah.
I think I heard you say.
In the interview on the site where we downloaded it, he said he was aiming for an August release. I believe that was August this year and not last year.
Who knows?
Yeah, because I only heard about this not too long ago, I think. I'm curious to see more of this. Can we get, like, a Gradius-type Team Fortress game?
Ooh.
I mean, that's kind of what we got now. We would just need, like, better level and enemy design.
Can we get a TF2 city building sim?
Okay, so you would like designate zones as like sniper zones and then engineer zones, and then that's where all the engineers and snipers live.
I guess.
Okay.
What if it's What if it's like a Dungeon Keeper style game where you play as the administrator and you have to build up the mercenary like company?
We'll get the guys working on Shoot Mania to do this.
Oh, God.
Because then you're basically building like the levels, but there's sort of like the restrictions about what you need to go through like the level tech tree. But then in the end you get the map that then the teams go and shoot on. Shoot On is my poorly translated Japanese shooting game title.
No, that's Glay Lancer.
Oh god.
I was looking through the Wii Virtual Console stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to get some Wii Virtual Console cash because there are like a lot of shooters that I remember from my youth.
Damn.
Play cool. Some Earth Defense Force, play some Axelay.
Oh man.
I don't know if any of those games are actually any good, but I remember playing them on the SNES, so.
I mean, I know the new Earth Defense Force is super ridiculous.
I mean, that's the one where you shoot bugs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is a different one. This is
the one with the homing shotgun.
See, this is a fly to the right shooter. Before every level, you get to pick from like 9 different weapons. You've got like homing and laser and Vulcan and like nuclear grenade.
Like just as your main or
yes.
Your...
And then you have 2 options and you can set them to either power up your main shot or orbit around you and do secondary shots. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds all right. I feel like maybe I have played that game before and I was just rubbish at it.
Maybe.
There was a lot of games I played in my youth that I did not give much credence to.
I think I managed to get through like 3 levels of that game. I remember there's like the first one where you're up in the sky, and then there's one in a cave, I think. And then the third one
is there one where
is
you're over
like up in the sky, but it's like purple and starry, I think.
Is there a level where you're over a magma planet of some kind?
That's Axelay.
That's Axelay?
That sounds like Axelay.
Okay.
Which is a fly up shooter.
No, this was a fly side shooter.
Oh.
Side fly, floof. The floof. The floor roof. That's going to be my next Trackmania map.
Floof?
Floof.
Okay.
Okay.
You do like a loop, and then you have to run it, like, go across the ceiling a bit.
I've been trying to figure out how to make that work. There's no good part to make, like, an even ceiling.
Oh. What about the,
shame.
The white flats.
No. That because they start...
Oh, right. They yeah. They're like...
No, not even... Like, there are, like, brick pieces that are flat on every dimension. Mm-hmm. But the bottom of that is on, like, the bottom of that brick plane. Whereas any upside-down track pieces are, like, a track depth below the top of their own block.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, Parom.
Barum!
My throat just got dry.
All right.
Damn, Barum.
But yeah, the only other thing I want to say about Team Fortress 2 is if you do like Team Fortress 2, I hope that maybe you can play this
and also like it.
And some of the crazy things that I say about Team Fortress 2 will come to light. Because it's showing the same things, but in a new context, so maybe people will start to get the crazy things that I say.
Okay.
That's my last thing.
Lay some crazy on us.
Okay, so you know how... What is a sniper good for, except getting headshots? Oh, no! All those crazy, like teamwork mechanics this game is supposed to have? I don't really see them. Like, everyone except the medic can maybe the engineer can function on their own. Like, the engineer is less good at defending himself, but in general, everybody's just like, I'm doing my own thing. A medic is latching on to anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's a brawler.
I feel that way in regular Team Fortress 2 as well.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it's a shooter. Everybody's shooting.
I know, but I thought that was sort of the thing. It's like, yeah, it's balanced. You got class bases. The classes form up and enhance and become Voltron and step on the capture point.
Mostly people just are good at shooting different people.
Both these games are weird. They are almost the same game.
Except that one's a brawler and one's not.
True to life. Sometimes I'm like walking around and I'm like, yeah, I'm a brawler. And sometimes I'm walking around shooting. I'm like, yeah, I'm a shooting. Sometimes I'm flying and shooting.
You can find a link to this game in our show notes, which you can find at olikustudios.net/podcast.
You can find us in the iTunes Music Store and also the Zune Marketplace. If you want to leave us a review or a rating, that'd be super appreciated.
You can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter at Olitku. You can send us emails if you'd like to get in touch with us at podcast@olitkustudios.net.
If you go to olitkustudios.net, we got some other cool stuff. We got comics. We got videos. I feel like we need to get back into the video thing. It's been a little while since we've done one. I don't know what we would do. I had a dream about Way of the Samurai the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Except it was weird because it was like the partner guy I was walking around with wasn't a blacksmith. It was like the samurai version of what's-his-face from RoboCop, the bad guy from RoboCop.
I had a dream that I got a job climbing buildings and putting up anti-banking advertising.
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, kind of. But that's why when I woke up from that dream, I just tweeted, concubines, leave!
Concubines?
Because I guess in feudal Japan, you have concubines and not bitches.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I woke up in my dream just like, concubines, leave!
And I still do coke, though.
Oh, yeah, like feudal amounts of coke. That's not what that word means.
Did we hit everything?
I think so.
Okay. Goodbye.
Good night.
Play a video game. Wait, the most bonkers thing happened to me in Skyrim the other day. I started a new character because I want to do magic and stuff, right? Because I want to check out those flamethrower hands. So, like, I fast travel back to the college, and, like, first of all, the college is really cool because, like, it's got this weird, like, frat house Harry Potter thing going on. Like, you show up, and it's just like, oh, well, you passed the trial at the gate. And I'm like, they just had me cast a fireball at the floor. It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, well, anyway, this is where you'll be staying. And it's just like this tower. And it's like, okay, bedroom, bedroom, room full of barrels of mead, bedroom, bedroom. That guy told me to go to him if I want any stuff that I'm not supposed to have. Okay, sure, whatever.
So, like, the realistic color experience.
Yeah. So, like, I fast travel back because, like, I gotta get these books that some asshole stole, gotta bring them back. And, like, three of the dudes from my dorm and one of the teachers are just, like, kind of stalking around with their hands on fire. And I'm like, what's going on, man? And he's like, did you just see that right now? And I'm like, no. And then a dragon comes down. And then everyone is shooting lightning at it.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome.
It was fantastic. It lasted for about 5 seconds. Because an entire college of wizards was shooting lightning at it.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
It was amazing.
Did you hear about the patch fix? They're fixing the problem that sometimes guests will arrive to a wedding dead.
Yup.